Hi, it's Lauren. It's been a crazy weekend. We are in the hospital. Alex is in the back. We canceled our flight. I have absolutely no idea what's going on right now. I'm so hungover.
Are you really recording this right now?
She told me to for the podcast.
Guys are so crazy.
So you're probably wondering, how did I end up in the hospital and how we got here? Let's go back to the very beginning of Vegas.
Babe, I love you. Cheers. Happy birthday.
It is your founding father, Alex Cooper, with Call Her Daddy.
Holy fuck. What the fuck is up, Daddy Gang? It is your founding father, fresh out of the fucking hospital, back at it again for another episode of Call Her Daddy.
This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice, anything but subtle. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Daddy Gang, I get that there are some things you don't want to share, but bottling everything up inside can truly have some awful consequences. I remember growing up, I guess honestly the truth is I was getting bullied, and I was like so embarrassed to tell my family that, because at home I was fine, but at school it was tough for me, and I just remember feeling so awful about myself, and I kept it to myself and I dealt with it by myself, and it literally just caused truly maybe like a decade of trauma. And later in life, now that I've processed it, I'm like, damn, I would have been so much better off if I had just talked to someone about it. And it didn't even have to be my parents. Talking helps a lot. And if you want a safe space for that conversation, I recommend therapy. I have had such an incredible relationship and experience with therapy. I was so ready to get better and to better myself and to understand myself more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, convenient, and flexible. It's easy to get started. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. You can even switch therapists whenever you need to for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/daddy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/daddy. This episode is brought to you by eBay. You know real when you get it. Right, Daddy Gang? It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. So ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms. Tap the banner to learn more.
All right, I assume that you all know by this point that this past weekend was my birthday and I was celebrating in Las Vegas. It was an absolute shit show that, yes, in fact, landed me in the hospital. We will get there. But first, I want to set the scene for you guys. Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Call Her Daddy. You are about to relive my Vegas experience, Daddy Gang, through live audio snippets. You got some fun fucking people that you're about to party with along the way, okay? Number one, Mr. Sexy Zoom man.
Babe, I love you.
Yes, you heard that fucking correctly. My fucking boyfriend is on this episode. You're also about to hear from Country Club Man. You guys remember him? Big Lair, my brother, my sister, my friend, some local fucking favorite DJs. You ever heard of Marshmello and Kygo? Logan fucking Paul, fuck you, who tried to ruin my fucking relationship this weekend. And last, but definitely not fucking least, he is the main fucking character of this entire episode, Richard. Who the fuck is Richard? Oh, you will know him very well by the end of this episode. Daddy gang, it's chaos. But don't worry, your father will guide you through this Vegas experience. So raise your fucking glass, daddy gang, and let's go, because our private plane is about to take off.
Cheers, happy birthday.
Vegas.
Vegas.
Great song, Lair. Mark's playlist is on fire.
That was a fantastic Woo! Remix.
Woo! 10 out of 10.
The plane landed and you did hear an applause. No shame. Fuck off. Daddy gang, we landed. It was 3 p.m. We were not sober and we headed straight to the hotel. The win. How about that ride in, baby?
All right.
Yeah, this is pretty fucking nice.
Did you have sex on the PJ?
No, Lauren, you know I didn't have sex on the PJ.
I just wanted you to say it out loud.
My siblings were both on the PJ. I felt it was very incestual, but I'm now ready to fucking go. My boyfriend is literally holding his dick in his hands. He's like, Lauren, please leave our suite. I want to fuck my girlfriend on her birthday. Poor Lauren is one of the only single ones on this trip.
Your sister, I can fuck your sister.
No, please. We are going to find you some dick on this trip. I know it to be true.
I'm not worried. I'm going to go gamble. I'll see you on the other side.
All right, Big Larry.
Bye.
Hey, Daddy Gang, it's me, Big Lair, live from the casino. I just won fucking $400.
Ma'am, can I actually get an espresso shot instead of a vodka shot?
Well, there's a sexy man, a Russian man.
Sir, you got a wife?
Oh, fuck, I just got kicked off the table. I forgot I can't have my phone.
This crap table's on fire. It's hot.
Ma'am, can I play this game?
I think people think I'm losing my mind. I'm the crazy lady in the casino. You can't stop me.
How many kids you got, sir?
Daddy gang, you want to know why I'm winning? Because I'm studious. I'm a scholar. I study. You want to know when to split your cards? You always split aces and eights. You never split fives and tens. You split 2, 3, and 7 on 2 through 7. Yes, red's hot right now.
Hey, guys, it's me. I'm back again. I just fucking lost it all. I'm gonna go study. Bye.
Okay, Lauren and I were separated for 3 hours. And here's where we reunite.
I lost all my money. Country Club Fantasy. Alex, I'm coming for you. Big Al!
Hold on, I'm coming. I'm putting on a robe.
Naked.
Although you don't give a fuck if you see me naked.
Naked.
Where have you been?
I just took a shot. Literally just took a shot. Country Club.
Wait, come in here because... Oh, fuck. I have really streamers in my asshole.
Country... I was in bed studying blackjack and I got a FaceTime from Country Club Man. And he was like, do you have a phone charger? And I was like... Look, I'm carrying a phone charger.
No, wait. Country Club Man is here.
In our hotel. He's here in our hotel.
Wait, I literally am like...
He literally immediately gets naked.
He just takes off his clothes.
All of his clothes.
Did you hook up?
We made out. He got me like, oh, I love your nipples. Rips my shirt off and was like, oh, I love your nipples. And then he had dinner just now and he went to dinner. And he's like, I'll see you in your nipples later. Why do you look like shit? What happened to you?
Or like my nipple?
Why is your hair like matted? And like, why are you in a robe and wet? What the fuck is going on with you?
My hair is like literally slicked back. I just had the best sex. We start having sex. I have my period currently. Fuck it. And he just shoves it in my asshole.
Oh, well, if there's any time to have anal, it's Vegas.
I know. Well, that's why.
I would have anal tonight.
Well, that's what I...
with Country Club Man and the nice nipples.
You look like a piece of shit right now.
I look like a piece of shit, and I have to get ready for dinner. You have hard nipples.
Like, will they ever go down?
No, I think they look good. I think guys like that. Yeah. So, we're... Okay, hello, everyone. We're going to Delilah tonight.
So is Country Club.
What are you going to wear?
The pink corset.
I'm going to wear the see-through pants.
Oh.
We need to break this down.
We get to Vegas... I lose $500 and I get my nipples licked.
I get to Vegas and the first thing I did was get fucked in the asshole. I would say the first leg of the trip was pretty solid. Daddy gang, as you heard, Lauren received a cold call from Country Club Man. Who the fuck is Country Club Man? For those of you who haven't heard of him, let me give you a little fucking reminder. Lauren met Country Club Man at my boyfriend's country club when she was living in Los Angeles. They instantly hit it off. They hooked up, had two dates.
And the last time I saw him, you and your mom and Mr. Sexy Zoo Man dropped me off at a club. We're drinking until 2 a.m. I look at him. I say, hey, you want to go back and have sex? He says, hey, logistically, it's not going to work. I say, okay, I'm gonna go home. And that is the last we ever spoke.
I love how you just say, like, oh, you can't have sex, peace the fuck out. So that's the last time you spoke. Until then, he cold calls you in Vegas, he drops his pants, licks your nipples, and then we find out he is going to be at dinner.
Let's go to Delilah.
We are at the same club as Country Club Man.
Okay, Country Club Man literally comes over to Lauren, is like licking her nipple in person, is like, oh, Lauren. And then,
my nipples are good. Yeah, fucking right.
And now we're literally looking.
We're watching him across the club.
He is literally pouring a drink at the bar. He left his table and he is at the bar.
Oh! He's pouring a shot down her throat. His tongue is down her throat. They're making. Oh, I'm not making out with you again, sir.
Dude,
you've had enough of my nipples. My nipples are off the limits now.
Oh, you think her nipples are hot?
Yes, that is my surf and turf. Thank you.
Surf and turf. Oh, yeah, we're getting our food.
Okay, so for those of you who didn't understand that perfectly clear English, Country Club Man found another set of nipples 40 feet away from us at the bar, and Lauren gave no fucks. In fact, she moved on quickly.
Richard!
We're at Delilah, and there's a man
named Richard.
And Lauren loves the dick.
He's the manager of this place.
And Lauren just goes, hey, Richard, I'm single. Hey, Richard.
I think I was more suave.
Yeah, you were very suave.
Richard!
Where's Richard?
Did you listen to Call Her Daddy? Because you infiltrated our friend group.
Welcome to the fucking friend group, Richard.
Dude, he was literally on a different tilt of a human and we fucking loved him. You know those people that you're just obsessed with? Immediately,
tall,
it was Richard.
Tall, dark, and mullet.
Mullet, fucking sexy, baby. Yes, I did that. Say that in the same sentence. So literally 2 minutes after, we're like, okay, Country Club Man, go fuck yourself.
All of a sudden, this man with a mullet struts over to our table. And everyone is moist.
And every head turns.
And looks, because it's Richard. And Richard literally comes up and it's like shots for the whole table. Hi, I'm Richard.
He's like, another round.
And we're like, okay, we fuck with this dude.
And Richard's like, we're going to Dylan Francis.
Turn of events.
We're going to the club.
We thought we were going to gamble. Let go.
Always be rolling.
I'm here, dick.
We're at the club.
Dylan Francis, how's your day?
And then I tried to go to Aspen, and then I died.
Richard.
Whoa, Richard!
This guy is a legend!
Hello. Dude, I'm in bed with my boyfriend, but I'm gonna just read you this text from Lauren. Oh, fuck, I forgot to bring her. I think she asked me to bring her shoes home. You don't put that on someone in Vegas, Lauren. Okay, let me read this for you guys. I'm awake. This is from Lauren. At 7 a.m. in Vegas. I am awake. I feel great. Threw up everything. My bathroom is just absolutely covered in vomit. Honestly, maybe it was the 5 espresso shots. Let's podcast and get weird. I do not feel my best. I do not feel what is happening in this group text? Richard is in our room. He's in his banana hammock asking where what. Anyways, sorry, I'm reading the group text. My brother's missing. Jackie's boyfriend is already ready to go rage at Marshmallow. Oh, fuck. Ew, Lauren. Then put this in the group text. I feel amazing because my bathroom is covered in vomit. There is nothing from yesterday inside of me. Wow. How do you feel?
I just ran a 5K
with Harry. I want Lauren to come podcast, but I'm not ready for her yet. Did you ever picture in Vegas Lauren would just be like in between us in bed?
Yes.
You're like that. Literally, yes. Literally, I actually anticipated that's it. How I thought it would be. I fucking love that.
You ever anticipated Lauren? But yeah,
100%. Yeah, 100%. You're like, I'm surprised she wasn't here with us while we were having sex yesterday.
Dude.
I brought my bread.
Dude.
Are you even smoking cigars in here?
No. Do I smell like that?
Yeah.
Maybe I did.
No, you get in the middle, big
Al. Okay, yeah, I'm coming in. Yeah, wait, why was I about to have you literally get in the middle and my boyfriend is naked in this bed with me? So last night, Lauren looks at me, which I will give this to you. So we did not intend to go to this club. And then my beautiful, beautiful, beautiful boyfriend was just like offered to get us a table. And so we said yes, obviously.
You were thriving last night.
Yeah, you were thriving last night. Dude, the fact that.
I'm from Vegas.
Lauren looked at me at one point in the night and was like, you're so professional about it. Oh. You literally like did like a little like a finger motion. And I was like, what? And you like whispered it to me. You're like, Alex, I'm about to throw up everywhere. And I was like, oh. Also, yeah. Do you remember like I kept taking a bucket for you? And putting it near your face.
You were like, stay.
I was like,
and just throw up in the bucket. You took the bucket and dumped everything out of it. It was like the ice bucket. And you're like, here.
Spin it.
This morning, the toilet was splattered in throw up. And I had to poop. And I'm like, fuck, I can't even poop. Because the whole toilet is covered in vomit. And the wall has vomit on it. And the sink has vomit in it.
That is honestly disgusting and so awful. And I'm so sorry. Is my brother missing?
I had to take a washcloth and clean off the toilet this morning so that I could poop.
Dude, my brother came to the room yesterday as we started drinking. Brother walked in and just sees the dildo and the tampon on the wall.
The dildo was on the wall too?
The dildo didn't stick to the wall.
Country club man called me at 3 a.m. like 5 times.
Oh, fuck him!
And texted me. I'm like, I just watched you make out with the entire restaurant and we podcasted while you were doing it.
Dude, oh my God, I forgot we podcasted.
We like live recorded him making out with everyone.
We were like spotted.
What did he say?
He called me 5 times and was texting me, where are you? Where are you?
He, at the end of dinner, looked at me and Lauren's like, oh yeah, like by the way, like I've been tripping on shrooms this whole time. Like
but I was so normal.
Nobody could tell. And finally at the end, you're just like casually like, this was lovely. Oh yeah. I've been on mushrooms this whole time. I'm like, what? How did that happen again?
Country club man gave them to me.
You're like, thanks.
I'm like, cool.
See you around.
Everyone just loves to give me free drugs.
I know. Because you handle them so well. I didn't even know. You were fucking tripping. I was like, having the best night with you. We were literally sitting. I was sitting at dinner and just like, oh, you did keep trying to kiss me. And I kept touching your boobs. And you like were like, you let like.
Oh, I'm kidding. I kept being like, Alex, you are beautiful.
Yes.
I'd be like, you are a lucky man.
Yeah.
I definitely did not black out.
I didn't either. But
I don't know how. I was always at the right level last night.
Same. I was a really...
I was, like, always at a 7.5.
Oh, that's the best.
I mean, maybe an 8, but, like, I was never past an 8. But I was also never below a 7.
7.5.
Yeah.
I actually ate my entire... I threw up so many scallops. I've literally never thrown up that much in my entire life.
And Richard was like, oh, or like, are you ready for Marshmallow tomorrow? And I was like,
is Richard coming with us?
Dude, I think Richard's coming to Marshmallow.
We need to get Marshy on the pod. That's the goal. You heard it here first. Marshmallow is the next guest of Call Her Dad.
Oh my God. Can you imagine?
Exclusive interview with Marshmallow.
Okay. So, Lauren stops vomiting. Dude. Lauren stops vomiting scallops. And we make our way to Encore Beach Club.
I have been to a lot of nightclubs, but let me tell you, a day club.
Tops a nightclub.
People half naked. I think I watched a lot of people have sex in those pools.
It was STD filled and it was amazing.
Let's go to the fucking day party.
Marshy's coming on the pod.
Apparently Marshy wants to come on the pod. Lauren, I'm here with Richard and...
Richard's been checking me out today.
There's no fucking mac and cheese for Richard.
I've been watching him check me out.
Richard is here today. He's cruising down the freeway and he's just enjoying his nice slice of chicken fingers and some fries. Richard, say hi.
How you doing?
Fucking daddy gang!
What's your vibe, Richard?
We're on a gambling vibe, you know. The vibe is over at the pool.
Yeah,
we're gonna run red and black. We're gonna put it all on red.
I'm gonna go jump in the pool.
We're at an empty pool party.
Yeah, we gotta go.
We were the last assholes at this pool party, but we had a great fucking time, okay? I met so many Daddy Gang members. By the time we left, the pool was fully yellow. I'm just kidding. So we went and we got ready for dinner, extremely fucked up. You guys know how that goes. It's a disaster. You realize on a Saturday when you day drink and then you keep going into the night that you've been drinking for a solid 14 fucking hours. And everyone says, it's a marathon, not a fucking sprint. But oh, baby, we were fucking sprinting. So we go to my birthday dinner. It was at Carbone. It was a lovely dinner. I'm a loser and I didn't fucking record it because I was living the moment. But Lauren gave a lovely birthday speech to me that made me cry. And then we got a text from Richard. Fucking Richard. And he says, come to Delilah after dinner. There is a table waiting for you guys. We get up. We go to Delilah. And Richard comes over to me and he says, Alex, Marshmallow is here. And he wants to meet you and take a shot with you. So I get up and Lauren and I go over to the table and we meet Marshy. And listen, maybe we were at like a 7.5 the night before and we didn't fucking black out. But I want to be very clear. This night, we were encroaching on a solid 11.
Lauren and I are on a mission. We literally said tonight is going to be disgusting.
I'm on the hunt for drugs, fashion.
And a little bit of like a little
dick. No, I don't want a little dick. I want a big dick.
A big dick and also like I want some drama.
I want him to eat my asshole.
I want some drama. I want some drama.
Around the rim.
I'm a little wet because I'm sitting next to the legend,
Marshmallow.
And the hat is off.
What the fuck is up, Daddy Gang? Yo, what's up? It's Marshmallows.
Okay, we're about to have a good night.
So once again, what the fuck do you guys think happened? Not enough. Not only not enough, like not enough partying, not enough in the terms of we needed not one fucking DJ, two DJs. The minute we got a whiff that Kygo was fucking performing, we said, hey, Richard, get us a fucking table at Kygo tonight. We want to get him on the podcast too. Richard said, say no more. And he not only brings us to Kygo, but he plops our fucking asses in the DJ booth with Kygo. And that is where my life ended. No, but well, kind of. The drama began.
Let's go, Kygo. We're podcasting live from behind Kygo.
Daddy.
Daddy Gang, it is Alex Cooper! Back at it again!
As you can tell, I'm definitely on a different tilt.
Behind the scenes!
Pass it, pass it.
Behind these scenes with Richard!
The fucking Daddy Gang!
I'm here live! Lauren is getting finger banged in the back of a club! I'm just kidding.
It's fucking Kygo!
It's fucking Kygo! What the fuck is the song that you fuck to the most?
So you probably didn't hear Kygo's response to the song that he likes to fuck to the most because Kygo was working. So you see, Kygo was in the middle of a live DJ set and I had my little dinky iPhone underneath his chin saying, hey, Kygo, what song do you like to fuck to? He's like, sweetheart, I need to fucking do my job. He then did answer as a sweetheart and he told me that the songs that he likes to fuck to the most are his own. Every Girl is Wet.
Kygo, I would fuck to your songs.
Lauren's like, I love Kygo.
Yeah, I love Kygo, and I wanted to hook up with Kygo. And when I realized I couldn't, naturally I hooked up with Richard.
Yeah. So Daddy Gang, Lauren fucked Richard.
No!
I'm just kidding. Lauren hooked up with Richard. It was a beautiful moment. However, I didn't experience as much of a beautiful moment.
You got cock blocked.
Daddy Gang, you may have seen it on the internet, and you're here for the story. I was standing in the DJ booth, and I see someone with a blonde mullet walk into the DJ booth area. Logan Paul has arrived. I am standing in the DJ booth, and this DJ booth is tiny. Like 20 fucking people can fit in there, compact if that. So we're in the DJ booth, and I look and I see Logan Paul and Mike Maljack come up on stage. Naturally, I'm friends with them. However, I also know, my boyfriend knows that I have sucked Logan Paul's dick. So like,
and the whole world knows and the whole internet knows.
Okay, thanks, Lauren. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh yeah, and every single person knows, including your father, which is my dude. I love how I'm like sad about it. I'm like, no, I literally told the world. So Logan gets on stage and I'm just like, whatever, vibing, like not going to rush up to him and say hi.
But Logan lays the groundwork for you.
Apparently, my boyfriend turns to me about 15 minutes into Logan Paul being on the stage with me and says, why did Logan Paul just look at you and have the most intense emotional reaction to seeing your face? To which I responded, what? He said, Alex, I just watched the guy turn around, see you, and look at you as if there's clearly something going on between the two of you. Like
he was convinced in that moment, I think, that like it was so intense that like this whole Vegas trip, you had been side texting Logan and like
yes.
at night sneaking off to Logan's room.
Literally.
It was that intense.
It literally looked as if like we planned, like I must have known that he was coming and like there was something going on between the two of us. And I tried to put myself in that position in that moment, Daddy Gang. I was like, okay, if a girl that fucked my boyfriend walked on stage and gave a crazy reaction to seeing him, I would be like, wait, something's missing. Like, they're probably fucking. Like, why is she freaking out? So I kind of was sympathizing. And so I just, like, we got in a light tiff. Like, my boyfriend was being very mature about it.
Yeah, I think that's also why I hooked up with Richard. You guys were in this tense space.
Yeah, tense, yeah.
And, like, I wanted to give you your space.
So you were, like, naturally put my tongue down Richard's.
To buy myself some time.
Classic. So I tell my boyfriend, I'm like, I promise you, like, literally nothing is going on with Logan and I. I don't know why he had that reaction. But he's like, so why then didn't you go up to Logan if you're just friends? Why didn't you say hi? And so then again, Daddy Gang, I'm trying to put myself in his position. And I'm like, again, if a girl that he had fucked was on stage, would I want my boyfriend introducing me to a girl that he has been inside of? Probably
not. Logan's been inside of you?
No. No. Well, we haven't had sex. But I've sucked his dick. You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
someone you've hooked up with. Yeah. So someone you've hooked up with, it's like weird. So finally, I'm like, all right, I'm going to like mitigate the situation and find an in-between. I'm going to introduce him to Mike. So I go over to Mike Maljack. I'm like, Mike, like, this is my boyfriend. They hug. They dab it up. They're like, what's good? And then I avoid Logan. Finally, my boyfriend and I leave. And he's like, I still don't understand why the fuck that dude had that reaction. So finally, Logan Paul texts me the next day. And he says, want to hear a fucking hilarious story I feel you'd find funny? I say, sure. And then he sends me a paragraph. Okay.
Why don't you have him explain it?
Hold on. Logan.
Alex, I literally
do anything for you.
Read your fucking paragraph that you sent to me the other day and explain yourself, you piece of shit.
Wait, do you want to do it right? Like, am I coming clear? Because it's, like, raining in fucking Puerto Rico. It's shit service, like...
I actually hear you beautifully.
All right, ready?
Go.
So, obviously, I was fucked out of my mind. We went to the DJ booth, and I had no idea that you were there. I wasn't paying attention to anything, you know, just vibing. So then I turned and saw you and had a very visceral reaction, like, oh, fuck. A reaction of surprise and terror. I'm very dramatic. So then I looked up, and right next to you was some incredibly handsome man, and he was staring right at me. There was a slight smirk on his face, almost imperceivable, like looking through me. And then it hit me, holy fuck, that is your mystery man. That's the guy. And then I realized he just watched me real time react to you, react to me seeing you within 3 feet of me. Yeah, I fucked up. Why was he smiling at me?
Because you were acting like a fucking weirdo. He was like, what am I missing? Like, why is that dude reacting like this? You literally looked at me like you saw a fucking ghost and started freaking out.
I did see a ghost. I haven't seen you in 12 years. The last time I did hear about you, you were fucking saying that you sucked my pee-pee on a podcast.
You know what, Logan? It's honesty that I live by, and so I'm going to always tell the fucking truth.
That's really admirable. And you're very noble, and I can see why people are in the daddy gang.
Thank you, Logan. The moral of this story, daddy gang, is the Gluck Gluck 9000 is unforgettable. We are 2 years removed from said Gluck Gluck, and Logan Paul is still speechless. The other moral of the story is, if you tell the world who you glucked, be prepared for the repercussions. In my case, I was lucky that Mr. Sexy Zoom Daddy is a grown-up and is able to use his words, unlike Logan Paul. Thanks for the fucking NFT apology gift, Logan. This episode is brought to you by Monday Hair Care. Daddy gang, nobody likes Mondays. Am I right? We're all sobbing. We're all sobbing and we're barely getting out of bed on a Monday. But Monday Hair Care is here to flip the script with its award-winning formulas. No more bad hair days, daddy gang. Monday Hair Care is turning Mondays into a reason to celebrate good hair, which I love, thank God, with 7 new products like a leave-in conditioner, dry shampoo, a curl line, and body wash. And daddy gang, every single thing is under $10. Yes. And the smell is to die for. Okay. I want my hair smelling like something that Matt wants to be engulfed in. I want him to come up to me and go, oh my God, you smell amazing. Oh my God. What is that in your hair? So daddy gang, reclaim the week with Monday at all leading retailers. Visit MondayHairCare.com to find a stockist near you. This episode is brought to you by Prime Video. I am a certified rom-com addict. I love watching movies and shows that are funny and cute and romantic and make me want to cuddle up to Matt, okay? And Prime Video feeds that addiction. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Donald Glover, and Maya Erskine kind of love each other, kind of hate each other, and really love to rip each other's clothes off. Dare I say, better than the original. My Lady Jane, a hilarious, heartwarming, and sometimes steamy historical reimagining of the story of Lady Jane Grey. You can watch both of these and a whole lot more on Prime Video. You can also indulge in even more rom-com classics by adding channels like Max, Stars, and Paramount Plus. Prime Video, find your favorite flirty rom-coms all in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details. This episode is brought to you by Curology. If you have particular skincare challenges, it can be really frustrating to waste time and money on products that just are absolutely not formulated for you. That is why I'm so excited to recommend Curology. I have personally struggled with acne my whole life, and I'll look at someone on YouTube or TikTok or Instagram and be like, should I buy those products? No, I do not have the same skin as them, so I should not be treating it the same. Curology's personalized prescriptions are formulated to treat your individual skin needs, from acne to the earliest signs of aging. All you have to do is go online, take a quick quiz, and you will be connected to a licensed dermatology provider that will create a custom formula based on your skincare needs. If you're ready to start your skincare journey and start seeing results, here is a special offer just for you.
visit Curology.com/callherdaddy for a special offer. That's Curology, Curology.com/callherdaddy. Offer applies only to your first box, subject to consultation, new subscribers only, subscription required. So, Daddy Gang, here we fucking go. This is why you're all goddamn here. The drama does not stop there. Cue my Sunday morning on the bathroom floor.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Fuck. Hello. My back hurts so fucking bad. I'm currently laying here. It's 6 in the morning. Please close the curtains. Can you please close the curtains? I'm going to vomit. I have thrown up. I'm literally... No, my back is literally, I've never been in this much pain. My back hurts so fucking bad. And I'm sweating, like I definitely have a fever. Come feel my,
feel my neck.
Baby.
I know.
Hello.
Hi, it's Lauren. It's been a crazy weekend. We are in the hospital. Alex is in the back. We canceled our flight. I have absolutely no idea what's going on right now. I'm so hungover.
Are you really recording this right now?
She told me to for the podcast.
Guys are so crazy.
So, that fucking sucked.
And was terrifying.
Yeah. My Vegas birthday weekend ended in the hospital. Started in a private jet, ended in a hospital bed with an IV, struggling to pee in a cup. And as you heard, I was on the bathroom floor and I knew that it was not like a normal hangover. My body was shaking. I was vomiting profusely and I was drenched in sweat. I had a fever and it was the weirdest fucking feeling. It felt like I had pulled a muscle in my lower back. I could not get on a plane.
That's when I knew it was like serious, when we missed the flight and canceled the flight.
Yeah. So we missed the flight and my boyfriend, Lauren, my sister and I all went to the hospital. And because of COVID, they basically ended up getting kicked out and I was all by my fucking self in a Vegas hospital.
I know. I felt horrible about that.
Right?
We had no idea what was happening.
Well, I also felt bad for you guys because you were extremely hungover too, sitting on at one point side of the fucking road. So I at least got a bed. But I am sitting there all by myself. And I was really lucky. I ended up getting an amazing doctor. She fucking saved my ass. I was immediately hooked up to an IV. And they did blood work and had me pee in a cup.
Drug test.
Basically. They're like, you definitely don't pass the drug test, sweetheart. But they had me pee in a cup. And then they gave me a COVID test. And it felt... like I was sitting and waiting for the results forever, because at this point I was convinced I had corona, because like I was like, well, what the fuck else could it be? And then the doctor returned to the room and looked somewhat confused by my lab results and proceeded to tell me that there was E. coli in my urine, a.k.a.
shit. Yes, you heard that correctly. There was shit in my urine. That's what E. coli is, folks. Okay, you learn something new every fucking day. E. coli, okay? And she then says, Miss Cooper, do you think there's any chance that you, like, in an excessive way, in an excessive, I can't even say it straight. Do you think there's any chance in an excessive way that you wiped back to front? Which I proceeded to say, no, I'm not a fucking moron. I'm like, no, ma'am.
I didn't accidentally wipe poop into my vagina.
Yeah, I did not smear that fucking diarrhea into my vagina. Thank you very much. I wasn't that fucked up.
That's so gross.
It's disgusting. So I'm like, no, like, there's just no way, like, I wipe front to back. My whole life I've done it that way. There's just no way that I would be wiping back to front randomly, no matter how fucked up. And she's like, well, what do you think it could be? As she's on her chart looking through the options, I have an aha moment. I say, oh, ma'am, put your pen down. You know what? Turns out I actually do know what happened. I didn't wipe back to front. I fucked back to front. In that moment, I remember we got off the fucking PJ. I went back to my hotel room. I was fucked up on champagne, tequila, and vodka. The minute I got into my Vegas suite with my boyfriend, we started having anal sex on the fucking bed. And then I wanted to have vaginal sex. So I said, let's get into the bathtub so we can wash off your dick.
The bathtub transfer.
The classic bathtub transfer of E. coli. And I thought maybe if I wipe off your dick in the bathtub, you can then put it, your fucking big dick, into my vagina and we can have some good vaginal sex for a good birthday fuckings. Little did I know that my shit was still on my boyfriend's dick and it went right inside my vagina. And there I was getting fucking E. coli in my bloodstream. In my bloodstream. There was fecal specimen in my bloodstream. And I was then diagnosed and left with, ma'am, you have a kidney infection. I start bawling.
Bawling?
I was bawling my eyes out. I think just because I was emotional. I was just so hungover. I was like, and also I think a little bit of reprieve. I was like, that's why my fucking back hurts. Because she was like, that would explain your back injury. Is like, ma'am, you have a kidney infection. So I walk out. I would love to hear your reaction of what you guys thought, because it's my sister, which honestly, thank God it was my sister over my brother. I just didn't need my brother hearing this.
So
he
awkward.
Was on his way home. I walk out.
Let me tell you from my end, being hungover in a hospital is not the vibe.
It's not a good vibe.
At least you had a bed back there.
Yeah.
This was like the Creatures of Vegas, like in like a folding chair.
And you're like struggling. And so I walk out. I'm sobbing. My boyfriend starts freaking out.
Yeah.
He stood up immediately. He's like, what's wrong? Like, he's so protective. He's like, oh my God, baby, like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And you just look at me. Lauren looks at me and she goes, what? Like, pissed off. She's like, what?
Can we leave?
And I literally look at her and I go, I have a fucking kidney infection.
And I'm like, oh, boom, let's get on that plane. I've had 3 kidney infections in my life. You'll live.
Lauren's like, dope, dope, not COVID. Fuck off. Get your antibiotics. Let's fucking make the 4 p.m. flight. I'm like, okay, great.
We got the 5:30 flight.
Yeah, we got the 5:30. We couldn't make it. My boyfriend is coddling me. My sister's like, who is my sister? Like, wow, what is going on? And so I get prescribed antibiotics, which I am already now feeling better, I will say. The back pain has
subsided
and I feel a lot better. When we posted at the hospital, every single
we got on the plane, because we both posted, and we got on the plane and like obviously turned our phones off, and we got off the plane with like 25 text messages being like,
my mother and my boyfriend's mother and your mother and every single person in my life, Spotify people, literally everyone in my life was like, are you okay, Alex? Even the group, my brother was like, bro, you good? We just left you. Like, how could something have happened between...
What was the most common thing people were guessing was wrong with you? People were DMing me
people,
I broke a bone.
People actually thought it was you.
Yeah.
People thought it was you.
That I'm very like, accident prone.
And then other people thought I had alcohol poisoning. I was like, no, I'm not a fucking rookie.
No.
Classic sex injury.
Yeah.
I left Vegas with a classic sex injury, which I will say... definitely probably was like a great way to end a fucking Vegas trip with Big Lair and Big Al.
Yeah.
overall.
We'll be back in Vegas in 3
dude,
weeks.
Dude, this is the craziest part, is as we are coming down off of this journey.
I'm literally having a come down today.
And that's what I am too. And we have to fucking put this episode out. We are having a full come down. And as I'm sitting here with this microphone in my hand, I just got a text from David Portnoy.
Whoop, whoop.
And I just found out, for a very specific reason that you all will be finding out soon, that Dave Portnoy and I will be going to Vegas in September together. And you best believe I'm bringing a big layer with me. We're fucking coming back, Vegas. And I will definitely tell you guys what fucking weekend so you can book your fucking flights. Daddy gang, that is it for this week's episode. I will see you fuckers next Wednesday. Oh, also, there's a mini episode this week. And it's going to be coming out on Sunday because I'm a little too fucked up to get that shit out on Thursday. Bye.
Toot toot.
Richard. Richard, 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 Richard,
Richard, Richard, Richard,
Richard, Richard, Richard, Richard, Richard,
Richard, Richard, Richard, Richard, Richard,
Richard, Richard, Richard, Richard, Richard, Richard, Richard, Richard, Richard, Richard, Richard, Richard, Richard, Richard, Richard, Richard, Richard, Richard,
sitting down with the
talent,
the stars,
the stars of the weekend. So I was just finishing editing this episode and I'm sitting here. And first of all, I would just like to say I am very aware that in that last run that I was having of describing the
kidney infection and shit in your urine,
I sound drunk. And I just want a disclaimer. I wasn't fucked up fully.
That was back in LA.
Yeah, I was back in LA.
That was Monday morning.
But clearly the Z-Pack is fully kicked in by now, and I'm hoping I don't sound fully fucked up. We were just wanted to come on here and just say, hey, guys. And just kind of like debrief without the vlog style quickly of like that entire trip quickly.
I think it will never get old listening and reliving drunk nights.
That's true.
I sincerely urge you to do it.
Yeah. It's cringe if you share it with your friends. You can like not feel cringe. I will say it's a little cringe sharing it to millions of people, but I've gotten over that fact.
I've convinced my mom not to listen to these types of episodes.
Yeah, you have. My mom listens to every single one. I will say it's still not hitting me that I just have my boyfriend on this episode.
I don't think it's going to hit him until he's like, oh shit.
Dude, okay, so Daddy, I'll give you a little behind the scenes.
What did you do to convince him to go on?
So first of all, classic. It was like, it's my birthday. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, donkey punch to the head. But I was just like, hey, babe, like, obviously we're going to be kind of doing a vlog style podcast. And I want to be as authentic as possible.
Oh, yeah. You know, authenticity. Yeah.
And I was like, that's what makes this whole thing thrive. Like, that's what's paying for this trip. And so I was like, so there's probably going to be moments where, like, you know, you're going to naturally, as my boyfriend, give me a toast, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to be recording everything. And he's great. Like, I think at first he was just like, good luck with that. And now I think he's like, I love you and, like, I support you. And I think you're so whatever the fuck. I don't need to share the intimate details of how obsessed my boyfriend is with me. But he was just like, I'm down. As long as you don't paint me in, like, a bad light.
Well, today's your anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Oh, you just sounded like you had a lisp. I literally just watched your mouth go, happy anniversary.
I don't know what's happening,
dude,
right now.
Yeah, so my boyfriend just showed up in a suit as we're editing this episode, and he brought me the biggest flowers, and like Lauren is just fucking saying, Jesus Christ, what are you doing? Are you okay?
No, I'm triggered. You know why?
Yeah, tell us.
Because I'm
dude, people are gonna think we live with two drugs. Okay, go.
I'm third wheeling your anniversary tonight. The amount of third and fourth and fifth and sixth wheeling I have done recently
yeah.
has become the theme of my life.
Dude, we were going to put this in like the main podcast, but you know, drunken nights are priority. No fucking emotions over here.
No, no real talk.
But it was crazy to also give you guys another behind the scenes. So before we went on this trip, Lauren was definitely like, I don't know, you were just not nervous, but you were open to me about like, fuck, like, is this going to be weird that like this
is like a, is this like a couples trip that I'm going yeah. on? Especially because we had another two other couples.
Yeah.
It was originally supposed to be, there was three, it was supposed to be five couples.
Yeah.
And me.
And so Lauren naturally was self-aware enough to be like, yo, like.
I can only like fist pump in the corner. Like, I'm good at like bopping and doing my own thing. But like when you look up and like everyone's like making out and I'm like, okay, yeah. how long can you guys make out before you run out of breath? My arm's getting tired and cramping.
Right. Like you're like, I don't want to be in the corner by myself the whole night. And so I think we had a really good conversation about it. Like one, I would.
We brought your sister so I could hook up with her.
Absolutely. And so they fucked. And then I'm just kidding. No, I think it was good because I talked to Lauren and I just said like, number one, life sucks, man. No, I said, Lauren, number one is it's definitely a group trip, not a couples trip. Why is this so funny? It's a group trip, not a couples trip. And
Lauren, threesomes are great for content. So you have three couples to pick which one you want to have your threesome with.
And so Lauren was like, no, you're right. It is a group trip. I can't talk. And so basically, I think, but no, in all seriousness, I can't look at you. Just look away. And then I'm going to go over here. Okay. The moral of the story is Lauren, I think, ended up actually having an amazing trip. Speak for yourself, though, if that's not the case. You're like, I literally didn't want to hook up with Richard. Thanks for literally whoring me out. But I think Lauren had a great trip. And I think, tell us about your revelation.
Well, the first revelation was that I haven't had sex once this summer.
Oh, yes. That's the negative and that's the depressing one. I was saying the more uplifting one. But yeah, you haven't had sex all summer and that fucking sucks. And I will say, no. No, you've had opportunities for sex.
Yeah,
you've had makeouts.
I've had a lot of I had two makeouts this trip.
You have.
I think I've had like a solid 15 makeouts this summer.
You have. And fingers in your asshole.
Let's not discredit the finger in my asshole in the Hamptons.
Yeah. And I think that you were just saying like your roommate just got into a relationship.
She did. Congrats.
Congrats. But you're like, fuck you, fucking bitch. And I think everyone in Chicago basically has relationships.
They do.
And then I'm over here in a relationship.
You are.
And everyone's in a relationship.
Pretty much.
But I do think you had an amazing time in Vegas. And because it was definitely panned out to be more of a group trip, I feel like at the end we were having an off microphone discussion, which is so rare. And you were just saying what?
It was just like a moment of like, I guess I can live without sex.
What the fuck? You literally sound so fake. You're like, it's fine. And you're like twitching your eyeball. You're like, you're at veins. No, you were just saying like, no, you want to have sex. But Lauren was just saying to me that like the trip ended up for her. She realized like instead of focusing so much on like, who am I going to hook up with? And just like living in the moment, it was 10 times more fun.
Freeing. Like, yeah. There was definitely a pressure because of, like, this world's back up again, hot girl summer. This is the first summer I've been single and, yeah. like, who knows how long.
Oh, I bet so many people felt that this summer. Like, if you were, like, recently single or just single in general.
Well, you had all these expectations.
Like, you better get fucking out there. And then Lauren's fucking turning the corner on August and she's like, well, I haven't fucked.
Sometimes you just look up and the summer's gone and you're like, damn, I've got no dick.
But the good thing is that we are going back to Vegas. Richard will be there. And Laren's got an opportunity for round two with the fucking mullet. Do we think Richard has a big dick?
You write in and you tell me. Well, Richard.
I think Richard does.
What are we? The real question is, what are we doing this weekend? Because I'm not going home,
dude.
Mr. Sexy Zoom Man is going back to Vegas.
Dude, my boyfriend literally has to go back to Vegas
this
for
weekend.
A bachelor party, and he's staying in the same fucking suite that we stayed
he's
in.
He's about to relive this all
again.
Over again, and we're alone in LA. And what are we gonna do?
He's terrified. Like, I'm not even nervous for him to go to Vegas, and I think he gets terrified that we're gonna be here. Honestly,
I think I'm ready to drink again. I think I'm feeling ready.
Too.
Let's go.
I look.
Oh, we have to wait till you finish your antibiotic.
Oh yeah.
That doesn't fit in with our scheduling.
No, let's fuck shit up this weekend.
We're gonna do something this weekend, and we may be getting on a flight, because the beautiful thing about this job is it is encouraged to travel and get fucked up for the content, and I'm fucking here for it. Also, it is guaranteed, not even a doubt, now that I've thought about it, Richard's got a big dick. This episode is brought to you by DoorDash. Want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. Daddy gang, I love being home. I love to be cozy, comfortable, laying on the couch. I can't tell you how many times I need something, but I am too lazy to get up and get out of the house. And sometimes I need food or groceries, you name it. Dash Pass gets it delivered right to my door and yours too. It is only $9.99 a month, so I think it's a really good deal, Daddy Gang. So get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Terms apply. Sign up today.